This episode is brought to you by IVP. Kaylee and her grandfather, Hybe, love reading the newspaper, faithfully fetched each morning by their dog, Keto. As they read, they look for ways to pray for the children of the world, but when Kaylee encounters a photo of a sad boy halfway around the world, she wonders, does God really care? From IVP Kids author Helen Lee and illustrator Shin Meng, Kaylee Prays for the Children of the World is a story that tenderly guides readers of any age toward the God who hears and answers our prayers, even when we feel overwhelmed or can't find the right words. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Kaylee Prays for the Children of the World for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Joshua chapter 16 through Joshua chapter 18. Joshua chapter 16. Joseph's tribal lands. The land allotted to Joseph's descendants extended from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho to the east, through the desert and on up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. The southern border extended from Bethel to Luz and crossed to Archite territory at Ataroth. It then descended westward to Japhlethite territory, as far as the territory of lower Beth Horon and Gezer, and ended at the sea. Joseph's descendants, Manasseh and Ephraim, were assigned their land. The territory of the tribe of Ephraim by its clans included the following. The border of their assigned land to the east was Ataroth Adar, as far as upper Beth Horon. It then extended on to the sea with Michmethah on the north. It turned eastward to Tanath Shiloh and crossed it on the east to Janoa. It then descended from Janoa to Ataroth and Narah, touched Jericho and extended to the Jordan River. From Tapua, it went westward to the valley of Cana and ended at the sea. This is the land assigned to the tribe of Ephraim by its clans. Also included were the cities set apart for the tribe of Ephraim within Manasseh's territory along with their towns. The Ephraimites did not conquer the Canaanites living in Gezer. The Canaanites live among the Ephraimites to this very day and do hard labor as their servants. Joshua chapter 17. The tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's firstborn son, was also allotted land. The descendants of Machir, Manasseh's firstborn, and the father of Gilead received land, for they were warriors. They were assigned Gilead and Bashan. The rest of Manasseh's descendants were also assigned land by their clans, including the descendants of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemida. These are the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Hefer, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They went before Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord told Moses to assign us land among our relatives." So Joshua assigned them land among their uncles, as the Lord had commanded. Manasseh was allotted 10 shares of land, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, east of the Jordan. For the daughters of Manasseh were assigned land among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh went from Asher to Michmethath, which is near Shechem. It then went south toward those who live in Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua, located on the border of Manasseh, belonged to the tribe of Ephraim. The border then descended southward to the valley of Cana. Ephraim was assigned cities there among the cities of Manasseh. But the border of Manasseh was north of the valley and ended at the sea. Ephraim's territory was to the south and Manasseh's to the north. The sea was Manasseh's western border, and their territory touched Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar's and Asher's territories, Manasseh was assigned Beth Shean, Eblim, the residence of Dor, the residence of Endor, the residence of Tanakh, the residence of Megiddo, the three Napheth, and the towns surrounding all these cities. But the men of Manasseh were unable to conquer these cities. The Canaanites managed to remain in those areas. Whenever the Israelites were strong militarily, they forced the Canaanites to do hard labor, but they never totally conquered them. The descendants of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you assigned us only one tribal allotment? After all, we have many people, for until now the Lord has enabled us to increase in number." Joshua replied to them, "Since you have so many people, go up into the forest and clear out a place to live in the land of the Perizzites and Rephaites, if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you." The descendants of Joseph said, "The whole hill country is inadequate for us, and the Canaanites living down in the valley in Beth Shean and its surrounding towns and in the valley of Jezreel have chariots with iron rim wheels." Joshua said to the family of Joseph, to both Ephraim and Manasseh, "You have many people and great military strength. You will not have just one tribal allotment. The whole hill country will be yours, though it is a forest. You can clear it, and it will be entirely yours. You can conquer the Canaanites, though they have chariots with iron rim wheels and are strong." Joshua chapter 18. The tribes meet at Shiloh. The entire Israelite community assembled at Shiloh, and there they set up the tent of meeting. Though they had subdued the land, seven Israelite tribes had not been assigned their allotted land. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long do you intend to put off occupying the land the Lord God of your ancestors has given you? Pick three men from each tribe. I will send them out to walk through the land and make a map of it for me. Divide it into seven regions. Judah will stay in its territory in the south, and the family of Joseph in its territory in the north. But as for you, map out the land into seven regions and bring it to me. I will draw lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites will not have an allotted portion among you, for their inheritance is to serve the Lord. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their allotted land east of the Jordan, which Moses, the Lord's servant, assigned them." When the men started out, Joshua told those going to map out the land, "Go, walk through the land, map it out, and return to me. Then I will draw lots for you before the Lord here in Shiloh." The men journeyed through the land and mapped it and its cities out into seven regions on a scroll. Then they came to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. Joshua drew lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord and divided the land among the Israelites according to their allotted portions. Benjamin's tribal lands. The first lot belonged to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. Their allotted territory was between Judah and Joseph. Their northern border started at the Jordan, went up to the slope of Jericho on the north, ascended westward to the hill country, and extended to the wilderness of Beth Avon. It then crossed from there to Luz, to the slope of Luz, to the south, that is Bethel, and descended to Atharoth Adar, located on the hill that is south of lower Beth Horon. It then turned on the west side southward from the hill near Beth Horon on the south and extended to Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a city belonging to the tribe of Judah. This is the western border. The southern side started on the edge of Kiriath Jearim and extended westward to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border then descended to the edge of the hill country near the valley of Ben Hinnom, located in the valley of the Rephaites to the north. It descended through the valley of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites to the south, and then down to En Rogel. It went northward, extending to En Shemesh and Geliloth, opposite the pass of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It crossed to the slope in front of the Rift Valley to the north and descended into the Rift Valley. It then crossed to the slope of Beth Hogla to the north and ended at the northern tip of the Salt Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan River. This was the southern border. The Jordan River bordered it on the east. These were the borders of the land assigned to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. These cities belonged to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans: Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Keziz, Beth Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophra, Kephar, Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba. A total of 12 cities and their towns: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephira, Moza, Rechem, Irpil, Taralal, Zela, Haleph, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath. A total of 14 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. The temple tax. After they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher pays the double drachma tax, doesn't he?" He said, "Yes." When Peter came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly kings collect tolls or taxes? From their sons or from foreigners?" After he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. But so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take that and give it to them for me and you." Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. Questions about the greatest. Then they came to Capernaum. After Jesus was inside the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. After he sat down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you for your word. Thank you, oh God, for just the practicality, oh God, and even just mundane details, Lord, even in this time of the year, oh Lord, as it is tax season, just a reminder, oh God, of just Jesus's humanity, oh God. And when your word talks about how Jesus is just acquainted, really every aspect of our life, oh God, just to think about the fact that even Jesus paid taxes, oh God, and did that really, as it says in the text, so as not to offend. Just thank you for that reminder, oh God, of the fact that Jesus is both God and man and really did live and walk this earth, oh God, and was subject, oh God, to even the systems, oh God, of this world. Thank you for that. Although his kingdom is not of this world, oh God, I thank you that for a time, oh God, he lived as we lived, oh God, and yet fulfilled the law perfectly on our behalf. Thank you for this reminder. Thank you, oh God, that if any of us want to be the greatest in the kingdom, oh God, that we, oh God, ought to lose our lives, oh Lord, and to serve one another, oh God. Help us, oh Lord God, to have that mind, oh God, that mind of Christ, oh God, that you've already given to us, that's already given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you help us to look out to the interests of others, oh God, and not just ourselves, oh Lord God. Be glorified, Lord God, and be magnified in our lives. Pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.